There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from HunterWinter456 from the True Off My Chest subreddit and says, I've only just realized that I let the men I call my family and friends ruin my marriage. I've been divorced for almost 2 years. A few weeks ago, my father, 67 male, my two brothers, 37 male and 40 male, and four friends, 35 male, 37 male, 38 and 41 male, while very drunk, joked about how they can't believe I left my wife. They said that they all tried to get with her since the divorce, but she had repeatedly rejected them, saying it would be inappropriate and unkind to do such a thing to me. I laughed at what they were saying, just to ease them into saying more, and once they thought I found it funny, they really opened up. They had all purposely made me feel paranoid about my ex-wife cheating on me, and using me, because why would a woman like her be with a man like me if it wasn't for the money I made? They often hinted at, or sometimes even directly said, that she wore the pants in the relationship, and that she was only with me because I'm easily manipulated. They constantly planted negative things into my mind. If I went to talk with them about something happening in my relationship, they would put a negative twist to it, or they'd purposely give me bad advice. Then when I lost my job during COVID, they all hinted at how she's definitely cheating now that there's no financial benefit in being faithful to me. I obviously trusted them and often took their words to heart, and it ruined my marriage. I frequently argued with my wife, and I was always accusing her of something or suspecting her of not really loving me. I questioned everything that was between us. I often told her bullshit things like how I'm a high-value man and she needed to appreciate me. And when I was not working for 6 months, I flipped the script and started accusing her of not respecting me for not working. I was unappreciative of all her hard work and for being the one who took care of our household bills and any other bill during those 6 months of unemployment. I continued to let their words drive me into paranoia, and I started accusing her of cheating with her co-workers. Eventually, my wife had enough of my moods, constant mistrust and accusations. She left me, and to be honest, for a long time it felt like it came out of nowhere, and so I had myself convinced she left me for another man. Now here I am, knowing that every man I've called my family, my friends, were all my enemies who I let destroy my marriage. I obviously lost my mind once they were done telling me all the ways they conspired to ruin my marriage, and we did get to blows. I've cut off all contact with each and every one of them. I want to reach out to my ex and make amends and hopefully get her back. My ex-wife has agreed to meet up with me, and she doesn't know exactly what I want to discuss with her, and I don't know how to go about making amends and hopefully mending our relationship. How do I tell her how much I regret everything and how I want her to give me a second chance? Is there even a chance for us? Edit. Some of y'all keep saying you took the words of your friends over your wife's. I don't think that's fair or a complete assessment. I trusted my father and brothers. My father was the main driving force behind this manipulation campaign, and it's not often that your entire family is conspiring against you. And not only your family, but also your friends. I'm not running away from accepting the fact that this is wholly my fault in how my marriage ended. I take ownership of that. I take ownership of the fact that I accused my wife of being a cheater or a user. I regret it all. If my ex-wife doesn't accept my apology, I would accept it gracefully. If she said she never wanted to talk to me or ever get back together, I would also accept it. I would not stand in the way. I would not try to change her mind. I would wish her well and leave her be. So there was a couple of comments with OP's responses. So Fun Statistician says, Well, they certainly know you're easy to manipulate, don't they? I'm glad you cut these people off, and I would also make a concerted effort to hear your ex out. I don't know if she'll ever forgive you, but at least give her closure if that's what she needs. Opie says, as much as it hurts to read this and to see myself as a person, it is true. I trusted these men. I especially trusted my father and brothers. I never thought my own family would be plotting to ruin my marriage and get with my wife. I absolutely won't get in the way of her unburdening herself. I can only hope she can find a way to forgive me and to possibly try get back together, but I'm not holding my breath. I'd respect her wishes even if that means she'll never forgive me. Jess says, so are you telling me that your dad and brothers also tried to get with your wife? Opie says, I didn't include the violence that broke out once heard it all because I didn't want to get my post banned. Blood was absolutely spilled, and of course I had my ass beat because it was 7-1. But I did do damage and an ambulance and the police were called. None of us pressed charges against each other and left it at that. Honestly, I'm still raging, and I've been heartbroken since. I think for me in this situation, I'm just going to have to put myself in like your wife's shoes and how I think I may feel about that. I don't think I'd be able to forgive you for it. However, again, from my point of view, and you know, this is very much a personal thing, I'm always someone that likes sort of closure and likes to hear what was going through their mind at the time. So I think if I was the wife, again, this is just from my point of view, I would like to hear out what Opie had to say. I don't think there'd be any forgiveness on the back of that because of everything that's gone on, but just to get that kind of closure. But Opie updated the post and says, on Sunday, I got to meet up with my ex-wife. I apologized profusely, and she was kind and understanding, but said she couldn't and wouldn't forgive me. She said that it simply isn't in her nature to forgive, and that despite it all, she holds no grudges or anger against me and wishes me nothing but goodness in my life. She did give me some advice and told me that I have been in an abusive relationship all my life, and that in order to heal whatever is broken in me, that I should cut out my father as he sets the tone for my treatment by the rest of my family. She has pointed out the many ways my father has hurt me or had encouraged my family to mistreat me. She said I'd always be stagnated and unhappy if I continued to associate myself with my family and former friends. I told her that I cut them out of my life and I've got my first therapy scheduled in a few days. She said that she was proud of me for taking my first step into healing. Our conversation was heartfelt and emotionally devastating as we discussed the many ways our marriage had failed, as well as the abuse I've experienced by my father and family. We cried the entire time. We cried a lot. We ended our conversation with a long hug, and then we said our goodbyes. And Opie's final comment on this was, forgiveness is earned through changed behavior and recognition of your harm, but it isn't guaranteed or something you deserve. Some things shouldn't be forgiven, and that doesn't mean it eats away at the person or that it somehow holds them back. So I agree with her when she said that you don't need to forgive in order to heal or gain emotional maturity. And sometimes forgiveness is not even an option. For her, this is one of those things that simply can't and won't forgive. And all I can do is accept it. As much as I'd like her forgiveness, it is simply not available to me, and that's perfectly fine. And for me, to be honest, I couldn't have really seen this ending in any other way. And there is some positives in there that Opie is seeking therapy, that Opie has cut their father out of their life like that, because clearly the ex could see what was going on at the same time. She pointed out Opie's mistreatment, Opie's abuse that they suffered. So it's good for Opie at the same time, although, and I'm not making excuses for the way that he treated his wife, because it's absolutely wrong, 100%. It must be difficult when you've got, you know, the people that you trust around you feeding you this bullshit. Again, no excuses for the behavior, because it was totally wrong, and I don't blame the wife one bit for getting out of that situation at the same time. But I'm glad that Opie also got themselves out of that situation from those people. It must be devastating to realize the people that you really trusted have fucked you over. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a royal mess from the Relationship Advice subreddit. saying I, 36 female, found out that my husband, 38 male, has a Camilla, 42 female. Interesting. I've been married to my husband for 2 years now. It's a first marriage for both of us. His family has been very good to me. They immediately accepted me, welcomed me in, started including me in family events. Really made it not even a second thought to say yes when he proposed after a year of us being together. I notice on social media that there are always likes from a teenage boy on posts that he puts up about me. I thought it was a bit weird that he's friends with a teenager, so I looked through the photos I could see on his profile. There are a few with my husband from about 8 to 10 years ago, as well as another woman. When I asked my husband, he said that the boy is his ex-girlfriend's son. He explained that they were very serious, but that she had ended up getting married to someone else. This seemed odd to me, so I asked my mother-in-law about her the next time I saw her. My mother-in-law rolled her eyes and said, "Don't even mention Val. I'm so glad that you came along because that girl was so bad for him. She was unemployed, a single mother, and just very trashy. We would never have accepted her. I am very successful career-wise and well-established. My family is very prominent in the community and well-regarded. The more I thought about it, the more it really felt like my background had more to do with things than anything." I asked my husband about Val again and asked if he would have married her if not for his family. He said that one of the biggest reasons he chose someone else was because his family refused to accept her. When I asked what was different about me, he responded, "She was Camilla and you are Diana." I asked him if that meant he would marry her if anything happened to me. He shook his head, laughed, and said I was being ridiculous and that he didn't think like that. I told him I wanted him to remove and block his ex and her son from social media immediately and to stop communicating with them. He's told me that he has a cordial relationship with both of them and that he doesn't feel it's fair of me to ask him to cut them out. Is there a good way for me to deal with this knowledge? I'm losing sleep over the fact that I feel like a placeholder that is there to please his family and that he'd go back to her once his parents are gone. I'm starting to doubt every interaction I ever had with him. When I bring it up to him, he gets upset and tells me to stop dwelling on his past. I wish I'd never known this because I feel like all of my happiness has been drained. Is there a good way to approach this?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the comments, Panda Enthusiast comes in straight away and says, "Considering Charles cheated on Diana with Camilla, that was quite possibly the worst analogy he could have made." Knitting Fairy says, "Tell him his analogy made things 1,000 times worse, as Diana was obviously nothing to Charles, but someone his family would accept, but who he personally didn't care about. As a result of said atrocious analogy, you've lost a lot of faith in the strength of your relationship, and if he wants this marriage to work, he will at least have to remove them from his socials for now and attend marriage counseling with you." Winterfront says, "Yeah, this would be a relationship ending for me. But he basically said he's only with you because you are what his family approves of, and he would have rather been with her. That's why she is still in his life, like Camilla. Also, Charles was still sleeping with Camilla. Honey, you need to walk away. He's either already cheating on you or will in the future. But either way, you are what his family wants, not him." One final comment from One Possibility says, "Purely based on him making the Camilla reference, that would be the end for me. Demanding that he unfriend them, block them solves nothing. They still exist. He still said what he said and feels how he feels. The The ball is now in your court. Are you willing to stay in a relationship with someone who is not all in love with you? Are you willing to stay with someone who has verbalized that he is with you because of an obligation, not romantic love? What do you want for yourself? If he can't give you what you need and want, and you're not willing to settle, you know what to do. Someone did ask Opie, they said, like, you know, how long ago did they break up? Because it sounds like he caved into family pressure. Opie says they broke up 9 years ago. She dated someone else, married him, and has since divorced. From what I understand, she started seeing this other person because he wouldn't commit to her. But Opie comes in with her update 3 weeks later and says, thank you to everyone who responded to my previous post. A lot has gone down since I posted, and not much of it has been good, to be honest. I'm starting to wish that I'd let well enough alone, but I guess I'm stuck now. So I sat down with my husband and told him this whole Val thing was really bothering me, but I'd never heard her name before for someone he held in such high regard. He explained that she had cheated on him and had married the guy she cheated with. They stopped speaking for a while, but they started being cordial again, and she was having problems in her marriage and through a divorce. He swears on his life that there's only friendship there, that he can't ever forgive her, and that he has no interest in her romantically anymore. We share location history on our phones and have cameras on in our house, so I know he's not lying about seeing her. My husband was my first in a lot of ways, everything except my first kiss, so I tend to be a bit more jealous than others. My husband has more of a past, and it makes me very uncomfortable, even though I know it's a reality that I have to accept. I'm also diagnosed on the autism spectrum, so I tend to be a bit socially awkward and miss certain cues, which has caused me not to really have a close relationship up until him. I was over at my parents' house telling my mother about Val. She kept telling me not to worry, that everyone has a past, and that he obviously chose me. Little background, my father is a girl dad. I'm the third of four girls. He's been my protector my whole life, and he will go after anyone that hurts me. Dad overheard Mum and me and came into the kitchen. Are you serious right now? He's talking to Val again. I'm going to beep him. I asked my father how he knew about Val. I looked at my mother and she was looking at him with a horrified look. He said he overheard us and it's not right for him to talk to other women. They tried to talk around it, but I demanded an answer and they finally relented. My mother admitted that they had arranged my marriage. We'd been seeing each other for a month and I met his parents. Shortly after, his mother called mine, explained about Val, how they were afraid he would go back to her, and how they wanted to do everything they could to make sure that their son married the right girl. I asked my mother why she agreed, and she admitted that they were afraid I was gay and that I wouldn't ever have children. She said that's why my husband was immediately invited to every holiday. That's why he was introduced to multiple relatives in a very short time. That's why they referred to him as family before he proposed. They were trying to set the tone in my mind. My head was spinning. I told them I had to go and I couldn't talk to them anymore. I drove home and felt like I couldn't breathe. I walked into our house and told my husband everything. He laughed. He actually laughed. He told me that he figured it out a while ago and thought I had too. He told me that his parents paid for me to go on vacation with them. They made a point of getting everyone in the family to share how much they liked me. They gave him extra gift certificates to take me out to dinners and other events. His mother cleaned his apartment and did all of his laundry while he was at work, so his nights and weekends were free for me. When he said he was going to save the money for a ring, they gave it to him. And they kept telling him what a good match I was for him. He asked his parents while we were engaged if it had been the plan to keep him away from Val, and his mother admitted that it had been. He told me that he fell in love with me while we were together. What he feels for me is real, and that he loves the life that we have together. He said it doesn't matter how it started, because what we have is strong and real. I don't know how I feel. I can't even talk to anyone because apparently I'm the only person who didn't know this happened. I feel like such an idiot. I'm furious with his parents for doing this, furious with mine for going along with it, and hurt that he didn't tell me the truth once he figured it out. I don't know if I want a divorce. My husband has been trying to be very supportive of me. I've told him I don't feel like talking. He keeps asking me if he can get me anything and asking me little questions to try and get me to talk. But I can't even get my feelings straight right now. I feel betrayed by every person who's supposed to care about me, and I have no idea what the hell to do now. And the top comment on this one says, "This is a lot to deal with. Sorry you're having to deal with this fallout. I'm not from a culture where arranged marriages are a norm, so please forgive my ignorance on any protocols. One, I blame your parents most of all. Knowing this man's history and still trying to make you marry him because they thought you were gay. Even if you were gay, wouldn't that be all the more reason not to arrange a marriage? Two, is there an out clause of acceptable reasons for divorce or annulment in your culture? Would your family support you if you decided to do this? If not, are you able to be financially self-sufficient?" OP quotes the culture part and says, "Nor am I. I was the last of my siblings to get married, and up until that point I had never seriously dated anyone. My parents are conservative white Christian Republicans. There are a few things worse that I could be to them. My husband and I both make six figures. Money is not an issue at all. For the first time in my life, I told someone I loved him and believed I had actually built something real with someone. Was it all a lie? Is this all some sick joke on me? Am I only good as someone's placeholder?" And Texas says, "This sounds like a horror slash thriller movie, to be honest. Also, why is he so prone to have a relationship with Camilla's child? Is it his?" Opie says the child predates their relationship. They did not know each other when he was born. And that was OP's last post on the matter so far. So we're certainly going to keep an eye out for any future updates on that one, because that's just incredibly heartbreaking. Everyone that you trust in this situation, how do you even move forward with that? What do you suggest to OP? Who can you turn to talk about this? I mean, all I can suggest would be like some sort of professional, because it feels like you can't trust anyone else around you at the moment. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. That was a wild one. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.